That'll take us to number 25, Palisades State Park update. Director Simpson, you're going to handle this one?
Yes, sir. Good morning again. Scott Simpson, Director of the Parks and Recreation Division. Just want to give you a quick update on where we're at with Palisades Park. I know we've done some tours and everyone been down there to kind of see the progress that's been made. We did have a bid package that went out in May to do some of the civil work, to put in utilities, water lines, and those kinds of things, along with the construction of a comfort station and a welcome center. We had estimated those costs with our engineers and consultants to be roughly $3.7 million. So that's kind of what we went to bat with in May there. When the bids came back, it actually came back at $5.1 million, a little over what we estimated. Again, I don't think it was anybody's fault. It's the times that we're living in right now. The cost of PVC and some of those other things were dramatically higher than what we anticipated. So that left us with a couple of decisions. One is to just move forward and find some additional funds and move forward at the $5.1 million, or to kind of take a step back and see what we might be able to, where we might be able to reduce those costs. We worked with the low bidder to try to find some valued engineering and maybe reduce those costs with that individual specifically. We weren't able to kind of get to a place where we all felt comfortable. And so our ultimate decision was to reject the bid and go back out with a little different plan. So as we sit here today, we are working with our consultant to break those things apart, kind of look at the above ground structures as one bid, and also look at the underground stuff as another bid. So hopefully we can get two people or two entities that are, this is their specific area of expertise, and hopefully get a little more favorable bid with those two things moving forward. Now, it does take us a little bit of time to pull those things back and reorganize, get them back out on the street. This isn't the greatest time in the world to be throwing out bids for underground work. Everybody's kind of got their summers lined up. So ultimately, this is going to push us back, and we want to make sure that everyone is on the same page. We were anticipating opening up for camping next year at Palisades. This is going to push us back a year. We're going to probably go back out to bid early winter, allow for, again, a larger construction season. But we're looking at probably starting that next phase of work at Palisades next spring. We're hoping to, again, with some more favorable bids, to push forward with water lines, utility lines, put the comfort station in, hopefully put the welcome center in. We're going to bid those things a little bit differently. Obviously, the comfort station is more important than the welcome center operationally. We need to have those facilities in place. So we likely are going to bid the welcome center as an alternate, and we'll just kind of see where the budget goes. But yeah, this is going to push our timeline back a year. It's unfortunate, but you know, being responsible with people's dollars, we think this is the best path forward. It's kind of the roll of the dice that you take here when you do things out over several years. You don't know what might come down the road that will potentially impact your costs. And we're kind of stuck in the middle of that right now. But we're optimistic that we're going to get there. If we go out and we set this next bid or put this next bid package out on the street, we'll hopefully have those favorable bids. If not, we'll adjust some budgets and keep moving forward. But just, you know, the biggest part, at least for the commission, I think, is to just understand that we've kind of been targeting this 23 opening, and we're not going to make it anymore. And I don't think you can point a finger at anybody and say, hey, this is your responsibility. This is, you know, you said this, and we're not going to get there because of this. It's situation. It's the economics of what we're dealing with right now. And yeah, we're just going to have to push through it. But we're still anticipating an opening in 24. We'll have a comfort station. We'll have the roads in place. We'll have the infrastructure. We might not have paved roads, but I don't think that's going to slow anybody down. So we'll get there eventually. So anyway, that's the brief update of where we're at with Palisades.
Anybody have any questions for Scott on that? Well, we're talking about parks and updates and undergrounds. I was going to ask you yesterday, too, what kind of And are you seeing for EV charging stations at our parks and different hospitality spots?
That's a great question, right? It's the one of the things that's on the horizon. DOT right now has got a big push to kind of identify what those EV charging places are going to be. I've had conversations with them about what role we might be able to play. We're not seeing a huge demand for it right now. It's likely coming, but it's not huge right now. You know, we're still dealing with diesel pickups and 3/4 ton trucks and, you know, larger vehicles. And right now that, majority of our customers are not in that EV world, but it's coming and we know it's coming. I think DOT is trying to put their plan together to service the most number, the biggest percentage of the population that they can. They're kind of identified those interstate corridors. They're going to put their plan in place. And then I think we play a role in that secondary market where you get off the beaten path a little bit. And that happens to be where we exist in a lot of places. And we can provide maybe that someplace in the future. But DOT also says that one of the things that they kind of suspect is that private industry will also fill a gap there. And when you start seeing things show up at local convenience stores or wherever it might be, city park or whatever, that some of those other entities might provide that opportunity where we might not have to, but it might be a nice thing going forward. And it's something we'll monitor with our customer base.
Sure. Thanks. Any other questions for Scott on the Palisades State Park or any park issues? We can go on to storm damage updates. Scott, I think you're going to hit the button.